We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. We'll shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
After being down by 17, Heartbreak City. Holy mackerel. From the corner, and it's over. Gonzaga, the slipper still fits. They win it, 73-72.
Look at the clock, and when you're sleepless in Seattle, why not get a little kiss? Gus! Oh! Major Onions!
Nicholas, the senior, with 2 seconds. Here it goes for the win! Yeah! Nicholas has done it! Maryland on to the second round and a most heroic finish!
Good morning, happy Thursday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Swords, and Bill Bush on Early Break, day one of four of the best days back-to-back-to-back-to-back of the sports year. The NCAA tournament. Good morning, gentlemen. I'm sure you watched the games last night in the first four in Dayton, but this is where it all starts tonight. Happiness. Today, 11:15, right, Creighton and Louisville.
What did he say, though?
Right off the bat.
He didn't say play-in games, so he's finally bought in.
I said the first four.
It is the first four. That's not a lie.
It is. That's true. Real? I cannot deny that. That is true.
Jake, right off the bat.
Jake.
I dove right into it.
Yes, he did.
Pulled no punches here.
But look at what he did.
What's that?
I was talking to Missing Tooth Greg today. I said, I don't know the times. I don't know. We'll have to figure that out. And there it is.
It gets old. They get told that Jake just out prepares us every day.
Look at that. Louisville versus Creighton. Creighton at 11:15 a.m. on CBS.
Oh, that's wow, that's awful.
Here you go,
time.
Bill.
Why
is that awful?
What's that? 11 a.m. Seems like 11 a.m. college football game. Why don't we just play was 9 a.m. not available?
It's not awful for you, though, is it?
I don't know. I don't like that. Because the Louisville Creighton game really interests me. So I'd like to see that one a little bit later. I'd love to see it at 9. I'd like to see it at 9 o'clock
okay.
at night.
Okay, well.
There are games today at 9 p.m. It goes all the way from 11:15 this morning to the last game begins at 9:10 tonight. Texas Tech and UNC Wilmington also at 9 p.m. Michigan and UC San Diego in a popular, trendy upset pick game there. 12-5 UC San Diego.
I like that game. But I like UC San Diego.
They're fun to watch.
We
watch highlights.
High Point can beat Purdue.
I picked High Point to beat Purdue in my bracket. It did. I texted Sip. I said, I'm embarrassed. I love doing brackets that are crazy. Like you've got a 7 seed in the finals. This is the most chalk final I've ever had, and I'm pissed at myself. It's so boring. I'm hoping
disturbing.
I hope for drama. I hope for chaos where it's like a 10 seed makes it, a 12 seed makes it, because I've got ones and twos. And I'm like, wow, way to go. Way to be adventurous with your bracket this year, Jake.
Yeah. I'm not a bracket guy, but I did pick Florida a month ago, or about 6 weeks ago. I took Florida.
I joined you in that fold.
Did you?
I picked Florida to win. And I hate it. I just hate the fact I picked a 1 seed to win it all. Not very out there with that by me.
His words were in part. I can't read everything, and I wouldn't, Jake. I'm not going to read everything.
Yeah, read the appropriate stuff.
I just did my bracket so much chalk. God, I hate myself.
I did say that.
Very hard on him.
Very hard on himself.
Yeah.
Just a bracket, Jake.
I said it. Why did I do this?
It's a bracket.
Why did I do so much chalk? He's supposed to dream a little bit. Oh, this 13 seed can make a run. A 15 seed made the Elite Eight in 2022.
Yeah.
We say
you
crazy
can't predict
things.
That stuff.
We say crazy things, though. I mean, think about it. I like UC San Diego. You don't know what color the uniforms are.
I watched him in the finals.
Did you?
Bill's got one game of feeling.
I watched him in one full game in the finals.
Okay.
Yes.
That's good.
I did watch. Other than that, no.
No, but you got a game. That's credibility. I'm just. I'm not. I. I'm looking forward to Louisville Creighton right off the bat, Bill.
Right, first game.
Yeah.
You'll be done with your workout, will you?
No, fitness will still be going on at that time.
Is that right?
Won't be over yet.
I'll get to the second half probably for fitness.
They have monitors there at fitness?
You know how it is sometimes in fitness places? They don't jack with the TV too much. They really don't. I don't expect True TV to be on.
No chance.
Yeah, no chance of that.
That's a great point.
CBS. Yeah. Thankfully, that was CBS. You got a chance there. But the second one, Purdue and High Point, if you're at fitness, I don't think you'll be seeing that on True TV.
I don't think you'd ever go to the front desk and say, hey, could you turn it to this game? I don't think that even happens. Yeah.
They could do that, and they're very accommodating at Genesis by the Mall. I didn't know
if you wanted to name it.
Yes.
Is it the mall out on O Street?
Yeah, if you whip by it, the best part is there's four stop signs within 20 yards.
No, it's terrible.
There's four stop signs within 20 yards. You can't make sense of it. And it's the most confusing thing that there is.
I know
is
exactly probably. Where that's at.
Oh,
and
I too.
And those stop signs are they're maddening.
They're only 6 yards apart, and there's four of them.
Like, what?
Yeah, well, yeah. It's
how about like a caution sign? You have to have a stop
people
sign.
People blow through them pretty good. They really don't use them. They don't acknowledge them anymore, and you really can't push back on that.
Which Bill sent me a rough text yesterday. Yeah. Rough. Yeah. It was rough.
Which one?
It was okay. I want to hear about you guys' days. He called, and I couldn't answer the phone. I had gloves on. I was outside. And I just typed shoveling, and he wrote, that's just dumb.
It's like 50 degrees outside. No, it was too.
This is a debatable point.
Water was running down the sides of the streets because it was melting as fast as it hit.
But look at out there.
I'm going to say this. I'm usually the person that says shovel, but I shoveled the driveway. It took 10 minutes because it was just melting. I saw neighbors who didn't touch their driveways when I was done with mine, theirs were clear.
Oh,
it just melted.
Oh, okay.
For having 6 inches of snow, it was gone in no time, like we thought it was.
Did we get 6 inches?
5 to 6.
Five to six. And we were four to five degrees away from the most epic snowstorm that Lincoln's ever seen. It would have been 2 feet of snow.
If you get to about 28 degrees.
It started raining at like three at night. I mean, if it literally would have been 5 to 6 degrees colder, we would have been digging out like on Sunday.
Ah, don't. Yeah, okay.
It would have been incredible. Also, when you talk about the scooping like that, not down on them, but there was quite a money grab last night that was set up like that. But I'm not down on anybody here. They were set up. They scooped, meaning they, I'm not sure who they were, and it was a professional company. They scooped the mall parking lot like it was the interstate. And you can park within one parking spot of the mall at all times. And they cleaned the entire parking lot that hadn't been that full since maybe 1986 Christmas. And they're
talking Westfield Gateway.
And they're cleaning that parking lot off. And I'm like, there hasn't been a car parked in this area 20 years. And they are cleaning it up. And also the kicker to it,
just to be safe,
if they just leave it, it's gone. It's gone.
Are you sure about
that? I'm sure about that. 100%. 100% sure.
All right. I'm trusting you on this. Trick said don't do it. And I was like, what? Okay. Now,
I mean, the high today is 47.
Yeah. What's it going to look like this morning?
It's going to melt today
when I go there. Is it going to be 6 inches of snow on the thing? It's going to be 6 inches of snow on the driveway this morning?
No, absolutely not.
By 11 a.m., we're past 32. It gets up to 47. So the melting with the sun should begin by 10, 11 a.m.
It's supposed to be sunny today also. Yeah, you wasted a lot of time.
It's all sun. All it says is sun on my app. Sun.
Yeah. Across the
field. You guys have power outages? There's a lot of that yesterday.
A lot of that. Did not. Yeah, didn't have any power.
Hi, Jake.
The station flickered all day long, but we never lost power. You were here for the show even the last 2 hours. It was flickering on and off the whole time. That happened throughout the day, but no, the power never went out here.
Flickered at my house too a bunch of times, but never went out.
No, never did. A lot of people were out for a long time. People spent the night last night.
Yep.
Duke called me. He was out. Power was out.
Where's he at?
What's not? He's out by Malcolm. And so I said, come on in. We got rooms for you like that. And they were gonna ride it out.
Did he come in?
But did not. Him and Julie are going to ride it out.
If you keep your doors shut, you should be okay.
Yeah, I would say right now, do not open your doors at night when it's below, when there's no power and it's below 30. I'd say, Steve Sipple, thank you for these.
This is what he's here for.
This is thank you.
Life advice here.
But thank you. Should avoid going out.
The only thing that freaks you out when your electricity's off, because ours went off, whatever, a week ago for something, like that is just the number of times that you walk into a room and you try to hit the light switch. You just forget. You just forget about it. And you're just like, it just panic sets in like that. But
oh boy,
also had that. And then, Jake, you know, went after me pretty hard on air, I was told yesterday, because I told him I was leaving at 7.
But you just Irish goodbye this, though.
I did.
It kind of got grizzly.
Yeah, it got grizzly with me. And I told him the night before, I said, Jake, here's the deal. Got something we got to get set up over there, so I got to be out at 7. Mm-hmm. So I left at 7.
At 7.
Yeah, I left at 7.
You told me you'd stick around for Song of the Day and then leave. But I'm okay with it now.
He was thrown off.
Yeah,
but Sip's like, he'll be back. He walked out the door. He's gone. He didn't say anything.
No, he's not moving.
He Irish goodbye'd us, which
is
all
right. I'm telling you. Oh, right here. What's that say, Steve?
In MPP.
Yes. Power. Power. That was the group yesterday.
The embassy.
Oh, I tell you what, right now.
Were you on point?
I didn't know this, but Bob Poling invented electricity for rural communities.
Jeez.
The inventor of electricity. No rural communities would have any electricity if it wasn't for Bob.
How is he? Does he come off as intelligent?
No, he comes off super intelligent, but not very intimidating.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, he's very welcoming, as you would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's the typical smartest guy in the room. You just doesn't act like it, like that, but he is. It's just intimidating.
What's his name again? Bob Poling?
Yes, he did that. And then Mandy Hansen ran the thing. She's the senior associate of electricity for all of rural Nebraska.
Jeez.
So it was a lot like
What's
that.
What's NMPP stand for?
What's that? Nebraska Municipal Public Power.
Municipal.
At least that's what I think it is.
I think you're right. That sounds right.
Yeah.
Know this?
Well, I didn't know that all of a sudden like that. What I'm going to try to do is kind of put you on the spot the rest of the day, too, to make sure you can name names and have everything just right. I thought it was pretty good.
Honestly, I'm proud of Bill for that. That was pretty good.
I had Bob and Mandy nailed down and like that. But just
it's a quiz.
It's one of those things that you try to quiz people.
It's really hard to know every acronym.
So I knew everything about power. I also know that Ellie's dad also was the one who brought solar power to Nebraska. There was no such thing as solar power in Nebraska until...
Derek
brought it to. Am I right, Ellie? He's in solar power.
She's nodding her head.
There was
sure.
No solar power in Nebraska
until Derek Apple came along.
He came along, and Derek brought it.
Now it's everywhere.
Now it's everywhere. So
thank God,
the power of the sun. But thank you. But it was an incredible day. It was a lot of fun over there.
Well,
at Embassy.
Well, again, I wasn't mad, Bill. We were just kind of sad that you just left without saying, "I'm out." You know, sometimes you get an "I'm out," and we're just gone.
Yeah.
I didn't quite
register at the time that I was back. I was in the back, and all of a sudden I look, and I'm like, "It was 7:04.
You gotta go.
I gotta go.
You're fine.
I gotta go." And then I did, but I just didn't know publicly I was gonna get.
Well, I think
know.
We were just more sad.
There was a lot.
We weren't upset. We were sad.
Laura thought I'd been in an accident. So there's a lot going on
there.
No,
it was fine. It's a one block walk. It's okay.
Idle chit chat. You guys have taught me two things that are huge. I mean, just gigantic in my life, and I can't thank you enough. Mainly, I mean, I think it's multi Bill. Just the plane and the Irish goodbye. The airplane, no need for contact, is a huge game changer, and the Irish goodbye is a game changer. I didn't know you could do it.
Oh, it's the way to go. First of all,
I didn't know, Jake.
I'm still stunned by that. An Irish goodbye is one of the best things in life. Now, I'm sad it happened to us yesterday, but again, I am a guy that does. I do the Irish goodbye. It's a great way to leave.
Also, the problem is if you're in an event, say you're at a baby shower, right, and there's 40 some people there. And you got to leave like a little bit early. So if you have to make an announcement that we're leaving, then everyone else has to be like, "Oh, okay, you're leaving." And
don't
be that guy. You draw attention to yourself.
God, this is a great conversation.
You just step out the side door.
Conversation.
And you're out. Just step out the side
Thank
door.
Thank you
and you're
so
out.
Much, because then you're doing it for other people. You're not even thinking about yourself.
I'm still thrown off by the plane, though. In my lifetime, in my first amount of plane, I didn't think, "Hey, I need to make conversation with this person, or else I'm seen as a bad person." No. You know, if you're in the same row as your family, then maybe I could see that. If you're with random people, I don't know what would make you inclined to say, "I need to converse with these people I've never met before and I'll never see ever again."
Yeah,
I'm surprised you of all people felt that way still.
Yeah. I can give you an inside story if you want.
You of all
Jake,
people. Huh?
Jake flew to the, he went to the bowl game, right? The Pinstripe Bowl.
I did.
And sat by Lauren Swigert, a leading tackler in the history of Norfolk High football
safety,
and he sat by Nicole Swigert,
I did.
His wife, and Lauren said they talked for 2 hours and 20 minutes.
No, we did talk the whole time.
Yeah, talked the whole time.
But that was a pleasant conversation.
Nicole was very, very pleasant.
What are we talking about? I thought you're not supposed to.
Well, but there's situations where you can though, and it was a pleasant conversation. I knew Lauren. I knew his. You know, met his wife.
Yeah. Nicole runs the entire alumni for Nebraska, University
the
of
Alumni
Nebraska.
Association.
Alumni Association. Yeah, she runs the entire. There's no one that she did that everything alumni wise. Once you graduate from Nebraska, you meet with Nicole Swigert.
I think I did.
You know what that 2 hours? Of,
well, she's new. You wouldn't have been at the same time.
Okay. You know what that conversation led to? They bought me like, I don't know, 18 beers at a bar the next day.
Really?
Yeah.
See?
So a good conversation led to fun times and
better times.
Beverages.
But generally
in
speaking,
New York City.
You know how many times I got off a plane with a lot of guilt because I didn't talk to the person and I just felt like I just hope that person doesn't think ill of me.
Were they trying to talk to you or were you both just...
No.
Doing your own thing.
Not necessarily. I mean...
So there's a chance that you started the conversation?
That's what it sounds like to me.
This is where I'm starting to freak
out
a little
bit. So where are you from?
Hey, I'm Steve. I work for the Journal Star.
I did. Yeah, that's a little bit of that. I would say hello.
Hey, where are you headed?
I did a little
where
of that.
Where are you headed?
Yeah.
Hey, cowboy.
Yeah. Or I'll say something like, yeah, you're in a good situation here because I usually go right to sleep. I'll say something like that.
You would start the conversation.
That's even
worse.
Hi,
I'm Steve. Good to meet you.
Hi, Steve. I'm from Columbus.
Where are you from?
A fist pump.
I'm a boxer.
What's like a fist pump?
Oh,
you flew with people for years, from the Journal Star to Husker Online. They never told you, hey, you don't have to do that?
No, there's never
a
conversation.
McKeever never said, hey, man, maybe just
McKeever
don't.
McKeever would have been the one, but we never had the conversation like we have.
The best way to start the whole thing off is the insertion of the...
Put the earbuds in, headphones, earbuds, whatever. That tells everything.
Yeah, it's kind of, hey, listen. A lot of times mine aren't even on.
It's
not rude either. You bought a ticket for yourself. It's your plane.
Yeah. There's a feeling of freedom now when I get on a plane that I never felt.
I've talked to a few strangers on a plane. It's been hilarious.
There are times it's great.
You can just tell there's a couple ladies this one time like that.
Hey guys, it can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
And they'd just gotten this off of a bender. They'd been in the wine country right then. They were heading back to Florida. I got to get involved in this. So I got involved.
You pick your spots.
That's
how you do it. You don't turn down everything, but
I mainly
turn down most things. How about that? Yeah. Turn down most things except the fun ones.
Tell you one thing too. I got here at the within seconds of the show starting. Laura told me this. Like, we didn't drive the truck yesterday. I had the other car down here.
This is why you're late.
Because it was easier to park the truck. I mean, to park the car in the parking thing than the giant truck. So I drove that. Didn't move the truck all day yesterday, and Laura goes, "I want to start the truck and get the snow and stuff off your." It'll be fine. It froze and crusted an inch of ice, and then I don't have a scraper, so I tried to get in it I'm out there.
I'm giving you a scraper right now.
It was horrible.
I got two in my truck.
So then I'm driving. I just take off, and Laura calls like, "What is going on out there?" And all I have is this little hole to drive through. That's all I've got because my wiper's gone. And she goes, "Did you ever think about just taking my car?" So I just whipped around the roundabout and came back and got her car. I'm like, this is a lot nicer. But I was told.
I'm giving you a scraper. I have two in my truck.
What is this?
This is Idle Chit Chat. Sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. New customers get 20% off a 2025 fertilizer program. Just text the ticket to that number, 402-440-6297. Get a free quote within 24 hours. I'm going to guess that with the conditions, stretch and flex is not happening today for Andrew Bill.
They're not doing that. And also like that, I know Andrew was trying to see if he could get chains put on some of his fertilizing equipment because he's going to have to go over the top of snow to get some stuff down today.
Chains.
So yeah, does it set you back a little bit? But not really. this snow will be gone in a day. So
let's get to the hoops. Bill, how about Kansas, 7-seed Kansas at Arkansas at 6-10?
It's a great one, isn't it?
Right. Now, that's a good one, right? That's probably where you'd want to not miss that one.
Can we stop on this for 1 second and just go backwards?
Yes.
Because the game last night was incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Go back.
Texas and Xavier last night.
Give some scores, Jake.
That was an incredible game.
All right. Hang on a second. Let me get the final score for you. From Texas. And last night, Xavier was down the whole game. And they came back and beat Texas 86-80. So 14 SEC teams. One did not make the bracket. 13 made the actual round of 64. Texas. And did not.
It was so simple. I mean, when you're watching them, you're like, they had the lead. They were out playing. It looked like Xavier. They're down 10 a lot. And they just kind of kept chipping away at them. And then when things turned to about that time where they tie it up, the body language of Texas, everything changed. Mm-hmm. Everything changed. But the one thing I'll tell you, if you're like a Husker basketball fan and you're watching these two 11 seeds play like that, just like that, just take a look. You need to look like that. And those two 11-seed teams looked really good. Did you guys watch the game?
I didn't.
Oh, man.
I caught part of it.
I'm telling you, you watch what those teams looked like and how they played. And I'm watching going like, hang on, they're the first four 11-seed to get to the one 11-seed. Mm-hmm. And you're watching them, and you're going like, oh, wow. Oh, wow, do they have
Texas
some dudes?
Texas isn't bad.
No, they're not bad. And Xavier, it's like and what they looked like. And so it was impressive. So it's like it tells you what. Hey, this is what
is Nebraska
what
there?
Is
Nebraska there?
No.
At this point in time, no, they're not.
In their last six games, only one time looked the part of a tournament team. That was the loss at Ohio State. I mean, they put up 114 points and lost. The offense was good enough in that game to do a lot of things. But other than that, against Michigan, I mean, they lost by three. That they scored 46 points in their home court. Minnesota game trailed by 19. To Minnesota.
Now, hold on.
Iowa, you lost by 15 points to Iowa.
You always have these conversations. Is Nebraska close? We always do that. Are they close? Are they close to being a team that can win in a tournament?
If you just took, like I said, I was most amazed by watching 11 versus 11 was what 11 versus 11 looked like. That's what got me.
Oh, I'll give you an example of that. Okay, Arkansas State narrowly missed the tournament, right? I watched their, don't ask me why. I watched St. Louis and Arkansas State yesterday morning when I got home. It was on. And Arkansas State would come into Lincoln and it would be really hard to beat them in Lincoln. Yeah. Arkansas State's legit. They are legit. Yeah, they shared the Sun Belt Conference title. Mm-hmm. They're in the NIT. They bludgeoned St. Louis, beat them by 30. And I was watching it going, God, how is this? They're good. They're legit good.
Yeah, it when you watch
Jake, it'd be trouble for Nebraska.
It would be. I have no doubt about that. All these games would be trouble for Nebraska, the 16 seeds included.
But I was the 16 versus 16. I watched a little bit last night. Same thing. I go, oh wow. It wasn't like, oh, they can't even get the ball up the court. Oh yeah, they can. Oh yes, they can.
Spread out, isn't it?
But I was blown away by just the tempo they played and just what they looked like. Last night, just watching Texas.
I hear you.
I was like, whoa.
It's SEC.
Whoa.
But Xavier, too, right?
Xavier, too. I mean, and they're both, those are both brands.
Yep.
Xavier's a brand. But they were the 11 seed. They were basically the last teams in. When Texas got in, their fans
were
crazy.
It was for sure.
Yeah, they were last four in.
Yeah, it was nip and tuck.
Hey, Xavier beats Texas 86-80. Mount St. Mary's over American 83-72 in the 16-seed battle.
Good job, Jake.
And that is the end of the first four games in Dayton.
And today, the big day commences with Creighton and Louisville.
11:15 on CBS. You can catch that us at Buffalo Wings and Rings also, as well as all these games.
Okay.
Creighton caught a horrible draw there.
Yeah.
Louisville should not be an 8 seed. They finished second in the ACC and they went second in the tournament. Mm-hmm. And they beat Clemson twice. And Clemson's a 5 seed and they're an 8 with the same record, basically. And it makes that so, once again, the committee, you just can't fathom. At some point in time, you got to be going, hang on here a second. And it doesn't make sense.
Hang on here a second. Now, Jake, are you going to watch that game at Buffalo?
Yes, absolutely. This is the first game on the TV. I'll be all eyes on Louisville Creighton.
This is appointment TV for me, guys.
I'm also at that. I don't know if Suits, if you're listening, Shimmick, if you're listening, let Suits know.
Kevin Suits.
To get down and talk and watch. This is when Jake is at his finest. When you watch Jake Sorensen run,
you want footage of this?
You want to see footage of something. You want to come down
Are
and
you
get,
suggesting that
yes,
Kevin Stewart do a
10-11 live?
A story live.
Yes, 10-11 live.
Jake Sorensen.
It's not
a bad idea.
No, I'm telling you, it's the most remarkable thing you've ever seen. Ellie, will you be in attendance at Wings and Rings? Will you be heading down there?
Ellie's not listening.
She's going to do some board hopping, and she might make an appearance at some
point. Ellie has no idea we're on the radio right now. She has no idea we're on the radio.
She will not be there.
She's asleep?
No.
Jake, maybe one of the interns for 10-11.
Yeah.
Maybe not Suits. You know,
but I'm telling you, if you
we're live at Buffalo Wings.
Kevin will get you a free beer. Come on down.
It would be just like Les and Esmond when they dropped the live turkeys in WKRP in Cincinnati. Just all of a sudden, we're live. Wings and Rings. Jake Sorensen.
What time now? What time should people go?
Well, people should be there. We'll be on the air at 11 o'clock, but we will have the ping pong balls given away at 10:30. So you can get online. Doors will open at 10:30 for the ping pong balls.
How long will people be there?
Some of them are there all day. Some of them are until after we leave. We leave at 6 o'clock,
They'll
and
leave
some
people
are still
there. 11 o'clock. They'll be there at 10:30, and they won't leave until that last game's over. That's
and
commitment.
This is both days. There's a table that shows every year that they get there both days by 10:30, and they leave after we leave. They're like there probably until 8 or 9 p.m. or later for 2 days in a row. Yeah. And I respect the hell out of that.
I do too.
I respect the hell out of it.
You take vacation for this. You watch ball. You drink beer. You eat food. You hang with us. That's fun. Mm-hmm. It's a fun time for madness.
I wonder when they make the decision of getting another item. At what point in time you go, you know, let's get some nachos. Or what time? Let's get some.
A lot on that menu.
A lot on that menu. So yeah. When do you make the call? I wonder how often. It's like,
I'm glad you're thinking about it.
Their tables are usually full of lots of pitchers and glasses.
Are there any other bottles. Games you're particularly interested in, guys?
Well, upsets. I mean, the popular trendy upset pick is number 11 seed Drake over Missouri, the 6th seed, even though there could be, you know, some. Is Ben McCollum locked in, or has he looked on maybe the Iowa job or somebody else out there?
Is he jacking around?
Because there was news yesterday that Will Wade is already going to accept the NC State job, despite he's still coaching today against Clemson.
Well,
at 2:15 on True TV.
I'm sorry to break in. Will McCollum? I mean, it does sound like McCollum to Iowa is pretty possible.
You know who should be just so happy right now? Remember the governor for West Virginia and all these things the head coach leaves to take the Indiana. He would not be taking the Indiana job because he'd be coaching in the NCAA tournament.
I wonder.
So that happening opened a window up for him to be available. To go to Indiana.
But do you think he still would have went to Indiana?
He still may have. They could have held off. But again, things are moving pretty quick.
Yes.
Will Wade is coaching in the tournament.
And he's
already
going
accepted
to
another job.
Bill, I'm going to guess that they just would have held. DeVry probably wouldn't turn down Indiana.
No. I'm not saying that. But so you're telling me if they go to the Final Four that they're going to hold off?
Well, I mean, I don't know. That's a good question. Actually,
the timing helped him. The timing of not being in the tournament helped. DeVries?
Definitely. Yeah, I think it's.
DeVries. It definitely helped DeVries, and because he was available. He was available.
You're on to something. In the wild circumstance that West Virginia would make it to the Final Four, would that preclude Darian DeVries from taking the Indiana job? I don't know that. I don't know. At some point, I don't know.
It's just odd. It's just odd, but it worked out great. Indiana are paying a $6.2 million buyout.
Hello.
In a day when you don't have a lot of money walking around. Indiana just fired what? How many employees? 25? Fired like 25 employees. Was it 8 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. Big deal. Just chop 25 employees because they don't have the money. And then they're paying $6.2 million just a buyout.
I'm still going underwhelming hire on that one, on Indiana.
We all thought Chris Beard would be a great option.
What I heard yesterday from
pundits
is they never kicked the tires on him. Why? They never cooked it. Well, I'll probably
just go back to the stuff at Texas.
I think so. And then they never kicked the tires on Will Wade either.
Okay.
I think they made a run at Drew.
Scott Drew. Okay.
Yeah. And
I like that name too.
I think they got turned down a couple times actually by Drew and somebody else. But Will Wade, they didn't even try, and Beard, they didn't try. Beard coached for Bobby Knight. I mean, at Texas Tech, he was a young assistant for Bobby Knight. He's a Knight disciple, and he's a huge Knight guy, so I thought it would be perfect.
There was a rumor for maybe 48 hours like earlier in the week that Greg McDermott could be an option for Indiana.
Well, McDermott was, I think, the other one that I was told. Drew and McDermott, they did show serious interest in, and both basically declined.
Yeah, how can McDermott not be, you know, considered or a hot
he
item?
He should be.
Yeah, he'd be one of your
100.
100.
And so 100. He makes a tournament every single year.
Every year. And you're also like going, well, we're pretty good here at Creighton and kind of like my life, and this is pretty good. And it's not like it's good. Well, if I go to Indiana, I have a way better chance to win a national championship. Nope.
Bill, you were gone, but Jake will remember. His name also came up for Ohio State.
It did. Correct.
It comes
before
up.
Before they hired Jake Diebler. Or job. Kept Jake Diebler.
Good job. Yeah, before they hired that guy.
Makes sense.
Yeah, his name comes up.
It All does. I can still picture is him talking to Bill Murray's son. And that was one of my – I could just see him. Hey, listen, your dad was awesome in Stripes, but you need to shutty. You need to shutty.
Shut your mouth, shutty. Mr. Murray.
Yes, I thought your dad was incredible, and what about Bob? Just stop.
I've never heard shutty before.
I love Groundhog.
I'm going with that now forever.
I love Groundhog Day. Shutty, but Groundhog stay in your lane, man.
Stay in your lane. They listen.
That's your dad, not you.
It's not you. If Bill was here yelling at me, I'm going to listen to him. You're not Bill.
Yeah. McDermott paused and said, Shuddy. I don't know how I'd react to that.
Your dad was awesome in Stripes. You, shuddy.
That'd be funnier than anything Bill Murray ever did. Shuddy.
The other local game, again, Creighton kicks off things 11:15, but the Omaha plays Rick Pitino and St. John's at 8:45 tonight.
Well, that's a nice time.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
We got three games to watch no matter what, guys. Louisville, Creighton.
What's one? What's number two?
Kansas, Arkansas.
At 6:10 on CBS.
And then St. John's, Omaha. Oh, this is a great day. Yeah.
Well, they're all on CBS.
This is a great day.
They're all on CBS.
All three of those are on CBS.
Yeah, this is a glorious day.
I sent Jake.
There'll be a burrito somewhere.
Occasionally, I like to send one across.
Just cut the wings and rings.
I might
send one across the bow to Jake. You know, like that. And one yesterday was Creighton and UNO getting on the plane to go play.
That was pretty good.
I said, hey, Jake,
what did I say in the group chat?
Though? I don't know.
I can say that.
Yeah, was it?
I think it was
respectable. That one. Yeah, that was.
Jake
not...
is pretty blue on the text. Yeah. You notice that?
Yeah.
I said. We got to get Union College to D1.
Yeah, got to get Union College to D1 so we can get two teams.
That's okay.
That was funny. Come on.
Yeah, it was good. That was funny.
Bill laughed.
I did. I got the crying laughter face. Yeah.
Creighton, UNO playing today.
Both on the same day.
Yeah. Guys, we got a show tomorrow. We got to talk about this stuff.
It's sports. It's a three-hour show.
Right. God, this is a great day. Jake, this is a grand day.
Omaha is in Providence, as well as the Kansas-Arkansas game. The Creighton game is in Lexington, Kentucky.
I just got to tell Sean, no work. Yeah. I am not.
You are not.
I'll text Sean right now.
How can Sean push back? It's the tournament.
I wrote two publishable articles yesterday. Yeah. They're good. They're ready. I'm taken care of. God, this is going to be great. I'm watching all three. I don't know if I'm
going to watch all the games. You can watch more than three games today.
I know we're going to get pushed back on timer. I need 10 seconds here, Jake.
Go for it.
Please.
Bob Polin, the inventor of rural electricity, is very upset with Steve Sipple.
Uh-oh.
Because he talked. No, he lost his mind.
He lost his mind a little bit.
He talked about it. Is it Barry Thamel?
Barry right? Trammell.
Barry Trammell.
That's okay.
Yeah, I should know that too.
Barry Trammell.
Pete Thamel, Barry Trammell.
That's where I get confused. So you had him on the radio, I believe, a couple of years ago. Is that right?
We sure did.
You guys had him
a couple times.
And he went and Sip went off on them. This is national. This is the best sports writer, the best in the history of sports writing, all that stuff like that. And Bob doesn't think so. Bob thinks you are. He did. He goes. I've been reading Sipple since he started writing it at the Journal Star. He wasn't taking a shot like he was no good.
Right.
That Barry was no good. But he goes, no, Sipple's better, and he doesn't take any credit for it like that. So I want to make sure to let you know that Bob has you number one.
That's Bob.
Bob, yes, he has Polian. You number one.
Thank you.
He made a big point of that to make sure I discuss that.
I appreciate it. I get a lot of compliments, but I appreciate them all.
Yeah. Keep them coming. Don't stop telling me.
McDermott. Shuddy.
He did that.
Hey.
I'm going shuddy a lot the rest of my life.
Shuddy.
When we come back, Bill's Thrills on Early Break on the Ticket.
Oh, it's a song, too.
Yep.